Dutch Harbor is a fishing port in the town of Unalaska, way out in Alaska's Aleutian Islands. It's 2,000 miles away, but so many people there have ties to Seattle that it's sometimes known as Ballard North. Because it's so remote, the town has a chronic labor shortage. They say just about anyone who's tough enough to live there can find a job or start a business and make good money. Jessica Partnow has the story about a few Seattle immigrants who have settled in Ballard North.
The yard in front of the CarQuest auto parts store in Unalaska is crowded with old cars. The store's owner keeps them because it can be a lot faster to grab a part from the front yard than to get it shipped all the way out here. He's lived here for a long time.
Well, my name is Sonny Nguyen, and I'm here, let's see, from 1977, and left for a few years, came back in 86, and stay here ever since.
Sonny first came to the U.S. from Vietnam. He spent a few months in refugee camps, and then he was resettled in Seattle's Green Lake neighborhood.
I like that area, but we can't afford to buy a house there. Too expensive, so we moved to North Gate. Bought the house in North Gate, and that's how we still have it 40 years later, yes.
He's hoping to retire in that house eventually. Leaving Unalaska will bring him closer to his five kids and their families, who live all along the West Coast. His 10th grandchild was just born at Overlake Hospital in Bellevue. For now, Sonny owns a car rental company, a body shop, and this auto parts store here in Dutch. It's the norm here, having two or three jobs. At one point, the pastor of the Christian Fellowship Church was also a prison guard and head of the Department of Motor Vehicles. Sonny first came up to Dutch to help his stepbrother.
He had a taxi cab company. Nobody fixed his cabs. The cabs broke down, sit everywhere on the side of the road.
He fixed all the taxis, and then more and more people started coming to him with their car problems.
And then everything started growing, keep growing more. And when we got the family up here, and all the kids loved it, so we'd stay here ever since.
Dutch Harbor, in the town of Unalaska, is a little farther west than Hawaii, and so far north that there are no trees. But it's beautiful. It's on the tip of a volcanic island, so all around are these green hills coming straight up out of the sea. Bald eagles are everywhere. People think of them as pests. It's the kind of small town where no one locks their doors. You can leave your keys in the ignition because even if someone stole your car, they wouldn't be able to get very far. Also, there's Seahawk stuff everywhere. Even though it's physically far away, there's a really strong connection to Seattle. Everyone has family there or lives there in the winter. Ko Whittern grew up here in Unalaska. He owns the local hardware store, which is a really important place in a town where people have to do pretty much everything themselves. On Sundays, he likes to go out crabbing. I found him butchering fresh-caught crabs in the back of his pickup truck. He boils them up in his front yard in a tall metal pot on a gas burner.
This is an older crab. It's hard shell, and it'll have more meat in it. This is molted more recently, and that's tender shell, and it won't have as much meat in it.
Ko says he's seen the population change in the many years he's lived here.
The Caucasians are probably a minority by now. Filipinos are probably the highest number. Mexicans are probably the second.
He says everyone gets along pretty well.
Our best students and our best athletes are all diverse nationalities all the time. And they're well accepted. Nothing's perfect, but this is the best place I've ever been for accepting people for people.
Asefa Wube would agree with that, pretty much. He's part of a new wave of immigrants and refugees from East Africa who have started coming up to Dutch Harbor.
It's not bad. Everybody's good. Because everybody's working, you know. They're working.
He says people here are too busy with long shifts to have a lot of conflict. Asefa left Ethiopia 5 years ago when he won the U.S. visa lottery. He went to Seattle at first and then came up to Dutch for work. I caught him on a break between shifts, sitting outside near the beach. When Asefa first came here, he worked as a fish processor for UNICE.
Yep, and then I like it, you know, because 12 hours a day and then making good money.
UNICE is the biggest seafood company in town. It owns the only hotel, and it has a couple of restaurants and bars. And Asefa's an ambitious guy. After a year, he got promoted out of processing to work in one of the company's restaurants.
And then I learned sushi like within four months.
He got to be a sushi chef. He really loved that job. He was learning and making money. But then one day, out drinking with a few friends, he got in trouble.
Our neighborhood, they called police and security, and they told them, like, oh, those guys, they fight together or something.
He says they weren't really fighting, just messing around. But the companies tend to have zero-tolerance policies for fighting, so he lost his job. But instead of flying back to Seattle, he decided to stay. He found a job as a cook at a bar called the Norwegian Rat. The Ethiopian friend who'd first told him about Dutch Harbor got him a second job in the bakery at Safeway. So he's just saving up as much money as he can.
But pretty soon, when I get my citizenship, when I bring somebody else, can go to school. But, yep, that's what my plan.
He says he wants to save up enough to bring his family here. Then they'll all move to Seattle and he can go to school. But for now, it's all about making money in Dutch. For KOW, I'm Jessica Partnow.